2.4.1 Traditional text input. Several letters are associated with each number key, so in the traditional text messaging method, you sometimes need to press a key several times to reach the desired letter. For example, to enter the name Charlie, you start by pressing 2 three times. The first time you press the key, the letter A appears, then B appears, and finally C. Next, you press the 4 key twice to reach the letter H, and so on. To enter a letter twice, press the key for that letter, pause briefly, and then press the key a second time. To enter a digit, press the key for that digit and hold it down for about a second. Table 2 shows the number keys that the letters and other characters are associated with. The variants refer to language-specific characters, such as letters with accents and diacritical marks. Table 2. 1. Punctuation characters and symbols. 2. A, B, C, 2. Variants of A and B, 3. D, E, F, 3. Variants of D and E. 4. G, H, I, 4. Variants of I. 5. J, K, L, 5. Number sign. 6. M, N, O, 6. Variants of N and O. 7. P, Q, R, S, 7. German double S, dollar sign. 8. T, U, V, 8. Variants of U. 9. W, X, Y, Z, 9. Accented Y, Icelandic thorn. 0. 0, space, new line. Some non-digit keys have special uses. Asterisk. When you press this key in a text field, a window appears with punctuation marks and symbols. Use the navigation keys to scroll to a character and press Select to insert the character into your text. Number sign. This key has several functions depending on the way you press it. When you press number sign, normally, the case switches from upper to lower or vice versa for the next letters that you enter. The phone application automatically determines which case is appropriate. When you press and hold number sign, the entry mode switches between alphanumeric, letters and numbers, and numeric. When you press number sign twice in rapid succession, the T9 method is activated or deactivated. Note, when you press number sign, Torx announces the case and the entry mode, alphanumeric or numeric. If the T9 text entry method is active, Torx announces dictionary. You can also press Torx, then long key 2. To have Torx read out this information, see section 4.1.5.